Driving through Elkhart, you wouldn't have much trouble finding work. Many of the RV manufacturers that make this northern Indiana city the RV capital of the world are searching for workers, and lots of them.
You don't need a college degree. You can make very good money and a very good lifestyle. Right now, the problem is there's a housing shortage.
That's Daryl Sear, president of the Recreational Vehicle Manufactured Homes Hall of Fame in Elkhart. He's worked in the industry for decades and asserts Elkhart is one of the few cities or towns left where opportunities are plentiful for workers without credentials or advanced degrees. Few understand this need for housing better than Corey White. He's been a realtor in the area for nearly 20 years and was born and raised here.
Half the homes we sold last year were in 5 days or less. So I feel terrible for buyers. I feel terrible for buyers' agents.
White says ideally the market would have between 600 and 800 homes available at any given time, but that many homes haven't been for sale here in years.
About 2021, we started off with 100 units of housing active on the market. We bottomed out about April at about 62 units. So the first 6 months of 2021, when you listed something, you'd have 20 to 30 showings on it. The day after you listed it, you get 10 to 15, 20 offers on it. At that point, just being qualified as a buyer is not good enough.
He says it's not uncommon for buyers to search for months for a home that fits their needs. Darlene Henyon was one of them.
And I mean, I was on that computer every day looking to see what was new, what popped up.
She spent months and placed at least 3 offers before finding this one.
3-season room on the other side of the sliders. Good size. I think this was 14 by 20, so it's just great for me.
But it is further from her daughter and granddaughter and outside of Elkhart in nearby Mishawaka.
What I could afford, not to be condescending, but I mean they were kind of dumpy that needed fixing up, which I didn't have the money, you know, to redo a kitchen or a bathroom or a roof. So I was... kind of nervous there.
White doesn't see this as a bubble. He says inflation and global supply chain challenges are limiting the number of new homes that can be built. That's a big reason why many workers migrate to Elkhart County for work.
30% of our inventory sells above asking. At several price points, it's over half of our inventory sells significantly above asking.
The prices seen in Elkhart are easily outpacing other Indiana communities. According to data from the state's Office of Realtors, the median selling price in Elkhart was up more than 22% in 2021, which is 62% higher than the state's increase.
When people have money to blow, they buy RVs and other fancy, large ticket items. Likewise, when the economy starts to scale back and people get more conservative, we're one of the first things to shut off. So it's always been feast or famine here.
Residents here say there's a backlog of orders for RVs. That, paired with a nationwide shortage of workers, is inflating demand. White says this cycle is not new. Right now, the market shows few signs of cooling, despite rising inflation. Henyon began looking for a new home when the price of her rent continued to increase beyond what she could afford. She's now retired and widowed and faced similar challenges when searching for a home to buy.
I don't have any other income but me. You know, I don't have anybody else to help or fall back on. So that was a problem.
Those are the buyers White feels for the most.
I feel bad for Darlene. Darlene is the salt of the earth, the middle class who planned for her retirement. And now, because the dollar's worthless, she's screwed.
According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, wages in Elkhart County were up 22% between the second quarters of 2020 and 2021. That's compared to just a 5.4% increase statewide. Despite average wage increases, the problem has gotten worse for buyers like Henyon on fixed incomes. For WFIU News, I'm Brock Turner.